Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Okay. Welcome to the third edition of the Bubble Boy collection of episodes of Talking Raptors.
I like that.
That was pretty good.
That was Bubble Boy collection.
Barry Taylor, here with Nick Reynoldson. How you doing?
Doing great, baby. Doing great.
Playoffs are going well?
We're the best team in the goddamn league by far. Feels good.
Broadcasting, as always, on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. Shout out to those guys.
Get your sixes. Come get your sixes. We got a six from here. Six over there. Six from the six.
Drake, here's your royalty money. What a video.
What a goddamn video. I'm sure he just went to Nike. He's like, listen, you pay for this? Free commercial. And they're like, let's do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because apparently the two cars, one of them is a Maybach, I think, Mercedes, and I don't know, whatever the hell. They're not even out in the public.
No, they're not real cars. They're like prototype cars.
Yeah.
Why am I losing the word for what those are? They're concept cars.
Concept cars, right.
Yeah, yeah. They're two concept cars that he had.
And unreal.
Just some random Instagram model lady in there. I don't even know those cars actually friggin' drive, man. They look wicked. They got wicked lights. Probably no engines in there.
The fact that he is able to laugh at himself is really, I think, what sets him apart from everyone else. Just takes that whole everything to another level, you know?
Dude, Drake is the only guy that can, like, cry and also claim mob ties in the same, you know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah, yeah. Buddy, you're you can be anything. He's a chameleon, and that's why we love him.
And, of course, as a global ambassador does, he did the draft pick using LeBron's draft day suit with the Raptors hat.
With the Raptors hat, baby!
Beautiful. Looked amazing.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, I saw some people like, why are there no Raptors in that video? I'm like, buddy, we got no Nike athletes that we can put in this video.
That's
like,
a really good point.
Can't have Freddie in there. And one
would lose their mind.
Yeah. I think I know Pascal is a Nike athlete. I think OG for sure is a Nike athlete. But okay. They don't have their own shoes. So it's, sorry, guys. When he gets a tattoo of Pascal Siakam, I guess he'll put him in a video. It's coming, though.
For sure.
One more championship, buddy. You got to put him in a video.
Thing one.
Playoffs have started. Things are going great. Really enjoying full days of basketball.
Yeah, man.
In the summertime, life is good.
I like that we went from zero sports to 10 hours a day. If I do nothing, I literally wake up and start watching basketball.
It's the best. The Raptors took a page out of the Phoenix Suns book and had their children and do the
their,
player.
Their family.
Family, yeah. Sorry. Family. Family members. Mm-hmm. Do the player introductions. It was awesome. Did you have a favorite one?
I mean, Kyle's kids were by far the greatest things. Like, they're so cute, and they did it exactly like Mark Strong did it too. Like,
yeah, and then just seeing his reaction and his smile, and oh, it's just, yeah, like, oh, that hit the heartstrings.
Yeah, dude. Fred said he almost cried when he saw his kids, when he saw his little buddy, Fred Jr. acting up there. Wow, it was cute, man.
Very cute. I did like Marc Gasol's kids were very much like, I don't think his son said anything.
And I think he just said, Marc Gasol!
Yeah, and his daughter's like, from Spain, yeah. My dad, Marc Gasol.
Yeah, my daddy, Marc Gasol. Yeah. I love that, man. How many languages those kids speak already, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, they're far better people than you and I.
By far.
Already.
Yeah, so, richer, knows? more cultured.
More cultured.
Probably more talented.
Probably better educated, too.
Buddy, that kid probably could cross me up a little bit.
There's a lot going on for them.
God damn it.
It was very nice, though. It was nice.
OG's brother's hilarious.
Yeah, that was the most Ananobi.
I wonder how old it, I mean, we should have looked this up before, but it's fine. Let's just talk shit. Like, he has a clear English accent, and he doesn't look like he's that far off in age than OG, and OG does not. But does OG, maybe that's why OG doesn't talk so much, because he's got a fucking English
he's
accent,
and
he's hiding it. Yeah,
none of us know about
it. Yeah, we gotta
that's
ask.
Extremely possible.
Someone asked Blake Murphy what OG actually sounds like. We need to know.
Yeah, when he puts a sentence together, more than like three words,
yeah.
Does he have an accent?
Does he have a British accent?
Imagine being at like a family dinner of the Ananobis, how like quiet it would be, you know? Just sit there, everyone eats, gets up, and leaves.
Yeah, I feel like you just got a shitty report card every day of your life, and you're sitting there. Oh, no one wants to talk to me? Okay.
It's like did you ever see The Great Muppet Caper?
What?
The Muppet movie, The Great Muppet Caper?
Oh, that's what it's called? The Great Muppet Caper?
I believe so. With the baseball diamond? It was like the second one?
I don't know if I've seen this movie, man.
Okay. Well, there's a moment where...
Wait, which one are the Muppets? Am I tripping out?
The Muppets, yeah.
What's Kermit the Frog?
Yeah,
Muppet?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Fozzie,
yeah.
All those guys?
Yeah. And then there was Muppet Babies. I'm more in line with the Muppet Babies.
Well, I mean, that was, first of all, a cartoon, and then the next generation, but there were Muppet movies.
Before that.
I guess, yeah, this was when I was a kid, like early 80s.
But what are we doing here? You know how much better? Have you ever seen friggin' Jurassic Park, Barry? You're going to ask me about the Muppets?
Well, there's a scene where John Cleese is talking to his wife, and it's very quiet. Anyway, that was my reference.
Well,
for dinner with the Ananobis.
All three, all that got that. You're welcome there.
Whoever did get it, though, was like, you know what? That's bang on.
Yeah,
John Cleese is English, so I'm checking that box. And then B, it was an awkward dinner, which is the whole point of the reference. So,
buddy, Tom Notch reference. It went over my head, but that doesn't mean it's not a good reference.
Okay. Anyway, the player introductions were great.
Fantastic.
And shout out to the Phoenix Suns who came up with that idea.
Who busted their ass, didn't win, and still got to go home, man. God damn, that sucks.
Yeah, 8-0. But obviously they're leaving happy. The future is bright for Phoenix.
Yeah, I think it is, dude. Like, they played hard.
They look good.
So much of basketball is just being a team and playing hard, right? And then you have fucking Devin Booker. Who, by the way, I don't know if you've ever heard, speaking of speaking and talking... Have you ever heard Devin Booker talk?
No, you and someone else were telling me about this.
Devin Booker, his voice does not match his body. No, it does not make any sense.
Wow.
It's so deep and so crazy.
Hmm. Like deeper than Scottie Pippen's voice?
It's like Scottie Pippen's voice. He's got Scottie Pippen's voice, Devin Booker, and it doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
He's running around with Kendall Jenner. Hey. Hey.
But speaking of the player intros as well, the national anthems.
Jesse Reyes.
The gosh darn edgewalk of the CN Tower, taking a knee, did both anthems too. I saw someone tweeted out the U.S. one too.
I didn't see that. Just saw the Canada one.
Yeah.
But she had the Breonna Taylor written on her mask, and she pulled that down and started singing, which was
amazing.
It looked amazing. However.
Here we go.
Listen, I love Jesse Reyes' album. Figures is one of my, you know, it's one of my jams when I'm sad.
Okay.
Like, listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Reminisce, you know what I mean? For me, the anthem, yeah. I want someone, you know, need someone to belt that shit out.
I thought you did belt.
She's not a great singer. She has a great voice and a unique voice.
She's like, a unique voice, yes.
Right. But for the anthem, I want, you know what I mean? I need some Mariah Carey shit, like put some spin on it.
Okay, I would say you got to watch the U.S. version because she did some Mariah Carey shit on the US version.
I'll check that.
Where it's that part where it's like, and the Rockets' red glare.
You
know how most people go low? Because the upcoming parts get so high? She went high. She went the other octave. She went the other way.
Wow.
Which is pretty gangster.
Oh, I have to check that out.
Yeah.
I might have to take that back.
Listen, okay? Like, she comes out, she comes with some heat for the US side.
I think he did it in our last game in the bubble, but he's like an opera singer. He's an older white guy.
Oh.
That guy's fucking amazing.
I don't know. Opera singers in the anthems, I never understood.
Buddy, I'm a big fan.
I don't know why it's a thing. Like, back in the day when Michael Burgess used to always do the anthem for like big sporting events, I was like, yeah, Les Mis is cool, but I just don't know why we're... Give me some Anne Murray, you know?
I mean, Anne Murray's got a great voice, though.
She crushes. She did the first Canadian anthem at the 92 World Series. Knocked it out of the park.
There you
go. No pun intended.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I was okay with
right
the
up there
Razor.
With a Muppet reference right there.
I've got Anne Murray.
Anne Murray.
I've got an 80 Muppets movie. This is the podcast you want.
Okay, so we who's next then? If we did Jesse Reyes or for game one, man, on the top of the CN Tower. What do you? Where are we going now?
Yeah, there's nowhere to go but down.
Yeah,
because you can't get any higher.
That's the top of the city right there.
But the other thing that's interesting too is so she did do a U.S. version, but on the broadcast they showed someone else sending. Or singing the Star Spangled Banner. So where was that U.S. version for, is what I'm wondering.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you look...
Maybe it was... So, I don't know.
Because if... I saw it on... It's on Rex Chapman's Twitter feed.
Right.
He retweeted the Canadian one. He's like, this is amazing. And then someone replied and was like, here's the U.S. version too. And it's equally as good. But I just don't know where that... Maybe they just had it for something.
Who knows?
Yeah. But you didn't like the old Canada version?
I didn't not like it. I wasn't blown away by it.
Oh, man.
That's all. I just wasn't blown away. It was blown away by the visuals, but yeah. I am not... It's not what you listen to Anthem for the fucking visuals, you know what I mean? Like,
I thought it was pretty awesome. You know, taking a knee, too, while singing.
Like I said, the visuals, the optics, fucking amazing, dude. It looked great. Very powerful.
Okay.
I was just like, you know what?
Not feeling the vocals.
Yeah, I just wasn't blown away. I wasn't mad at it. She didn't do a bad job. I was just like, God, come on.
I mean, look at past, like, a Nelly Furtado, for instance.
Terrible.
Right?
She did a way better job. That's one of the worst ones I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
She had Buddy playing a pan flute. And,
right, as long as we're on board with that. Okay.
Yeah.
I
just have very, like, I don't know why. I don't know who the bar is. Yeah, I don't know.
Have you ever seen an O Canada and been like, that's what I'm talking about?
Man, some of the kids' choirs... Fuck that shit up, man. It's so fire.
Sometimes.
It's always a choir. You bring a little kid's choir, killing it every time.
Okay.
They hit notes that grown people can't hit.
For me, I'm saying, again, check out the American version.
I will.
I like the
I'll
Canadian
report
version.
Back next time, and we'll have another... We might have a couple more anthems to check.
If anything, Anne Murray at the 92 World Series. But
is Anne Murray alive still?
Yeah, you better believe
Crank
she's
her
alive.
Out. Get Celine Dion up here.
Would love to see.
Celine Dion would fucking destroy an anthem, buddy.
I don't know. Would you want Celine Dion?
Yes. What? Yes, I would. Why would you not want Celine Dion singing a national anthem?
Yeah. It's just Celine Dion, though, you know? She's just a weird individual, I find.
Yes. That's what you want.
Thing two.
One game in. We're recording this on Tuesday afternoon. It's going to come out before game two. How did you feel about game one? How do you feel about the series? Any concerns?
Walk in a park. I don't. I have no concerns at all. I would like Pascal to shoot a little bit better, but I don't know, man. This is going to be by committee. I think. Like, I think Fred's going to lead us in scoring. I think for this playoffs, man.
For the whole playoffs,
I think so.
Okay, I could see that. Do you think Brooklyn wins any games in this series?
No.
I could see them winning a game.
I could, but I don't think so.
They're more of, like, they're not Orlando. You know what I mean? Like, if we were playing Orlando, it'd be like a formality. Like, what do we, let's just take the four games. We don't need to go through this series.
You don't think it's already, it's that? Like, the Caris LeVert can
Orlando.
Only do so
I think
much.
This is how good I think the Nets are. I think they're so good that Kyrie's going to fuck them up next year.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a good enough team that...
Kyrie will tank them all.
That Kyrie can ruin it.
Well, it's going to be, I mean... We already know they're going to do something with the coaching.
Right.
And then Jacques Vaughn busted his ass to get these bums to play together and win games. And
did you hear during the game one they were talking about how they're approaching Popovich for that job? The Brooklyn?
Good God.
Wants to approach Popovich? Interesting.
Very interesting. Will he leave the Spurs? Probably not. Also, shout out to Popovich for just looking like a crazy scientist throughout the entire bubble.
And having the best press conference answers
of all time.
For everything.
Yeah, yeah. The man's a G, man.
He really is. But, I mean, like, Brooklyn beat the Clippers. They beat the Bucks.
Those young kids are good, man. They can,
you know?
They like, can ball, like, and they play hard. You add Kyrie and Kevin to that, regardless if you butt heads or whatever. That's a fucking problem.
Yeah.
That's a very good team.
I can just see them winning a game in the series.
Not against us. Screw them.
Okay.
KD's not here. We ain't winning shit. We're here to handle business.
Okay.
You bring these bums here? Kyle Lowry just busted Gary Temple's ass in golf in the morning. Now he's going to bust your ass here.
So is there any team that in the East, say?
Yes, there's one team that I'm scared of.
Who's that?
That's the scum of the earth. It's the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, same. But I don't know what it is about that team.
Well, they got two fucking amazing basketball players.
Jaylen Brown is way better now that I've watched him several games in a row. He's way better than I thought he was.
Yeah.
Like, he's really, I always thought he was really good, but just seeing him, like, on a consistent basis, like
oh, that's an all-star basketball
for
player.
For sure have been an all-star. I think he's really good, yeah.
And Jason Tatum gets better every single time, and that is fucking terrifying. He's a very good basketball player.
Yeah. And they've got, like, I like Marcus Smart a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
And Kemba.
And
Kemba's healthy, man.
They're a concern, for sure. More so, I would say, than Milwaukee, to be honest.
I mean, Kyle and not so much Fred, but Kyle has, like, you know, problems with small, fast point guards. That's where that's why DJ Augustine busts our ass sometimes. He can guard a center, no problem, but someone shorter and faster, he's harder time for him.
Right before we started recording this, it came out that Gordon Hayward's out. Till
4 weeks or something.
Yeah, he would be back to the Eastern Conference Finals if the Celtics get there. Does that help? Do you think Philadelphia has any chance against?
I mean, they played like shit, and they were in the game pretty much the entire. They're not good, but why don't you give the ball to Joel Embiid every time? I don't get it.
Like, what?
It should be you're playing like a video game.
Exactly.
Give that guy the ball.
Doesn't make any sense.
Is it Brett Brown? Is it his team? Or is it him? Because he dominated and then got... I don't know if this guy's in shape. I don't know. Like, he looked exhausted.
Yeah.
And he stopped doing Joel Embiid things.
He came out the first quarter flying. And I was like, all right, here we go.
You could score anytime you want. You're way bigger than anybody on the court. Way bigger.
Even it goes back to like when Barkley and Shaq called him out on TNT, and they're just like, what is this guy doing? Like, just go off. Like, go. And yeah, you're right. Like, he's just give him the ball every time.
I did watch a lot of times they looked off him. And Richardson and Tobias Harris would, you know, fucking think they're Michael Jordan, try to go crazy.
But maybe it is him.
It has to be.
Because
Brett Brown is the stupidest man of all time.
I will say I really enjoyed watching the Celtics Sixers game last night, scrolling through Twitter, and just like the Celtics shit on themselves as much as the Sixers shit on themselves. Like, it's both teams, like Sixers fans are like, fuck Brett Brown, fuck Joel Embiid. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going at each other, going after themselves. It's pretty great. It's very entertaining. It's
fucking must suck to not be champions. Bunch of bums. Yeah. And Matt Devlin, man, on air.
With the Brad Stevens slander.
That was great. He saw that. I think that was Anthony Doyle.
It was an Anthony Doyle tweet.
Shout out to Anthony. Shout out to Matt Devlin. Get that slander going, baby.
Early. Game one, round one.
Love it, dude.
We got thing three.
So this came out earlier today as well. Again, we're recording this on Tuesday. But apparently the shortlist for the new GM with the Sacramento Kings includes Bobby Webster.
The golden child.
Which, I guess, you know, is flattering. You want other teams to want. But it feels like anytime there's a new GM role or presence role, everyone's like, it's going to be Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster.
So what happens when you're the best, man.
Yeah, everyone's just going after.
Well, I mean, for years we tried to do that with the Spurs. The entire league was picking and plucking coaches from the Spurs and... And because, you know, your development works, your system works, you're a winning culture. Well, we have that now, so we're the new Spurs, baby.
Everyone wants us.
Yeah, everyone wants a piece of us in some way. Like, hopefully, you know, your magic will rub off.
Do you have any fears of Bobby Webster leaving for Sacramento?
No. You can go hang out with Buddy Hield. That's what you want to do? I don't think so.
You're right. That's just kind of where we're at now. Anytime there's a job vacancy.
They're going to be looking at us, which is great. It's just... I mean, it's out of our hands. It's MLSE now. You fucks, pay whoever's got to be paid and make sure they're happy.
Yeah, and speaking of that, not that we would ever talk about hockey on this podcast, but with the Leafs not making the playoffs again.
Yeah, where are you going to get this playoff revenue from? Where are you going to get any money coming into your city?
But also, like, should could like they be offering Masai Ujiri just a blanket presidency of MLSE? So not, you know what I mean?
Buddy, if Masai starts drafting some Cameroonian hockey players, we're fucking winning everything, man.
Are you kidding me? But that was honestly the first thing I thought when the Leafs missed the playoffs. It's like, oh my God, they can offer more to Ujiri now to make him stay, right?
Yeah.
Be like, hey, you want some ownership and you want to be the president of the Leafs and TFC? And Argos, Masai? Could we dangle the Argos in front of
the Argos?
Yeah, I don't know. That was just what...
They should do it. They should... He should be, like, in our government, to be honest.
Hey, Toronto City Centre needs a new MP. That's a... Is it... I don't think that's yours, but that is my local MP.
No, that's not mine, no.
Toronto City Centre, yeah, so I got to vote.
There you go. Masai.
Masai Ujiri.
Buddy, I've just been thinking about how good... Imagine Kyle Lowry was a hockey player.
Oh.
He'd be fucking Doug Gilmore, man. He'd be fucking amazing.
There's a thing going on Twitter this past week that was which NBA players would make great football players. And surprisingly, a lot of people said Kyle Lowry
I think a lot of them, man.
Defensive. Yeah, for sure.
A lot of like Bledsoe, all these little compact, strong, fucking fast guys would be great.
Well, like we talked about last podcast, Nate Robinson... He had a football scholarship.
Yeah,
to school. It wasn't even bad. But and that fight's been delayed apparently, with him and the YouTube guy.
Didn't that guy was that that guy that That's, the feds raided his house yeah. and he just had pure machine guns?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That man is ready for Nate Robinson. All right, like he's.
I don't know, man. You can't shoot someone in a boxing match. It's like,
don't tell.
That discourages me even more. I'm like, what do you have all these? You're a YouTuber, bro.
Yeah.
Who's coming to your house to?
But that is the dude, same dude. Yeah. So that got postponed. And I think it got postponed because the Tyson Roy Jones Jr. fight's postponed. I don't know, but this is...
Did Tyson fight a shark yet? He was supposed to fight a shark for a shark weed.
Really? Yeah. No, I haven't seen that at all. That's something I'd be right up my alley, though.
Yeah, I know.
Check that out.
I know. I don't know if he's done it yet, but that was... I don't have cable, so I don't see commercials until I go to my parents' house. And then it's I'm like, Mike Tyson is fucking fighting a shark? What?
Give me thing four.
Adrian Griffin.
Well, this is now we're serious. God yeah. damn it.
Got his first win as a coach, which was nice.
First start, first win. And then shit hit the goddamn fan, buddy. Didn't feel good for very long.
No. You know, there were the accusations of domestic violence from his
ex-wife,
which is obviously extremely serious and not anything to be taken lightly. But then on the other side, his kids backed him up and said this isn't a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess you gotta, you know, obviously weigh
so his ex-wife had said she had gone to the Raptors, so it wasn't a surprise. It wasn't
right.
It
yeah.
wasn't like that's, the Raptors didn't know that this
point.
Shit was going on. They yeah. you know, they probably, I don't know, it was oversight on their part that he didn't think this would get traction at all, because
yeah, yeah, especially in
because I do from, I don't know, correct me, internet, if I was wrong, but I did hear that Adrian Griffin was supposed to coach the last game of the bubble, of the play-in, sorry, and he did not.
Right, just to kind of
just because, like, well, we fucking deal with this shit storm yeah. for 2 days, let's not put a log on the fire.
Yeah.
Which is not because if you're that confident in Adrian Griffin, don't you just stand by it?
That's a really good point.
Right? The mm-hmm. sketchiness is what I don't like. Like, the Raptors came out and said, we're aware that's a matter for them to go through.
Right.
With their court, because they're doing, like, an alimony and...
yeah.
They're in...
It's messy.
They're in court for that right now.
And interestingly, like, I just, you know, searched him on Twitter to see if there were any news updates regarding this before we started, and there's a lot of him mentioned as just like a possible coach of like the Bulls or like maybe in New Orleans, like mm-hmm. you know, like a lot of
it's I guess it's like it's one of those things where you're gonna have to wait and see what the courts decide, like that's
yeah.
unfortunately that's the only fair in quotations you know
yeah.
way to do it. Like, if this guy's pleading his innocence and you know, is in court right now trying to fight for his innocence and said he didn't do it, you can't really kick that guy off your fucking team, right?
No, exactly. And I guess the good thing is the Raptors as an organization generally are very progressive and on top of things, so you would think they've taken the proper steps.
Right. Yeah.
And like you're saying, let it play out in court and then
I mean, I hope to God that this is not true.
Of course.
Because that's a... That lifts a fucking a veil on this organization, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, if this got by and you clearly tried to hide this,
yeah,
what else are you doing?
Right, that would be terrifying.
Right,
if that did go through.
Well, I mean, like everyone else, we're waiting to see.
Yeah,
and it fucking sucks. It sucks. I mean, it's horrific if it's real, and it sucks if it's not real.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Think five.
Go around the league here.
We're going around the league?
Obviously, lots going on. Damian Lillard is...
Magic? He's the fucking...
Unbelievable.
So cool, man. That dude. Oh, my God.
So we're recording this, again, Tuesday afternoon. Game one of the Lakers-Portland series is tonight. Do you think Portland has a chance in any way?
Yeah, part of me does, like, because I love Dame so much.
Right.
Part of me just can't be like, this. How can this guy not beat anybody in the world right now? But
yeah.
It's also like, I don't know, everyone just forgets who LeBron James is, man. Like,
it's true.
And I want him to lose. I want the goddamn Lakers to lose in the first round of Portland. I bet my brother on it.
Yeah.
But it's fucking LeBron. He's very good at basketball, and...
It's very good, and Anthony Davis is also very good.
And the Blazers don't guard anybody.
They do not.
Like, they can, but also, I'm like, who's hitting your shots? AD is going to score every point.
I guess
LeBron's going to score every point. Your guards aren't going to do shit.
How crazy is it seeing Danny Green just launch brick after brick?
I mean, well, I'm used to it. What do you mean? I've seen that. We saw a whole year of this shit.
Dude, they have so many options to score. Portland does now.
Well, they don't even need so many options.
Dude.
Give Dame Lillard can shoot from half. Like,
he really can, yeah.
And a good percentage. Like,
yeah.
I think Rondo's back.
Rondo is coming back.
They just can't guard anybody. That's like, if they could just keep guys in front of them a little bit better. Like,
so how many games do you think that series is going?
I think Portland seals one, man.
One?
Yeah. Let me see how the Lakers look in playoff like mode and LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron's not going zero dark 30, man. He's just on the internet now. So I'm like, I don't know. It's a weird thing to do 17 years, like, to change it completely. But it's a different time. You've never been in a situation like this. So
it's true. And speaking of that and him being online and that, they posted yesterday, I think it was, the first little sneak preview of the new Space Jam.
Yeah, we got to look at the jerseys, man.
I like the jerseys,
they're
man.
Fucking fire.
People are not digging. I was like, what are you talking about? You've got the whole Looney Tunes circle thing there.
Yeah, just on the side.
Oh.
I think those jerseys are cool, man.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way. They like look familiar, but they look new and cool, man. Like the...
I'm down too.
What was it? Like turquoisey and orange were the colors? It's fire.
Yeah. No, it's cool. And I like how the circle thingy connects shorts to jersey.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah, the Looney Tunes logo there.
Yeah, we'll see what goes.
I don't think LeBron's going to do a bad job out there, man. I just don't see him knowing who he is. He's aware of who he is, right? Like, he knows the gravity that he has in the world, and especially in the world of sports.
Yeah.
And he knows what fucking Space Jam was to people. He
knows,
you know what I mean? So it's like...
Plus his whole team around him, like you know, Maverick Carter, and all those people are not... These are all strategic moves,
yeah.
You know? It's not like he just, like, was like, oh, I'm going to do Space Jam. It's
no,
buddy, we're building your legacy here.
Yeah.
Here's the next section of your legacy. This is how it's going to go kind of thing.
Yeah, going to live long after. After he is their goal. I think it's going to be great, man.
Hey,
and the acting we've seen from LeBron has been fucking great, so.
Very true.
Let's see the new Bugs Bunny when they jacked him up.
I hope they don't...
Change him?
Yeah.
Modernize him? Yeah.
I hate when cartoons do that, you know?
I know. Me too. I don't think they will. I think that's a property, right? Looney Tunes, and like, you can't fucking change the way Bugs Bunny looks.
They're not going to mess that up.
You can't.
It's Bugs Bunny.
Right.
The other LA team almost lost game one.
Should have lost.
What do you think? Okay, the technicals obviously seemed horrible against Porzingis.
That both of them were. I get the first one. I get it. Okay. Like,
mm-hmm.
You don't want anyone to do that. Be consistent then, at least. Like, there's some, I don't know, man. Adam Silver either rigged that fucking game or he has to talk to some refs. Because getting chucked out like that was nonsense. He didn't do anything.
The one, listening to Steve Javi explain it though, where he's like, the first one, you can't react to a call. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, yeah, I did it. And then the second one was he went into a scrum and like escalated the situation, apparently.
I don't think that it escalated at all, but.
See, that's the thing. It's like, that's where it's like, there's the gray area where you could get out of it. And they could have got out of it because everyone knows if you give him another technical, he's out of the game. And no one wants, like, the league doesn't want guys booted out of the game, especially like their
Not
stars.
Porzingis, dude. Like, yeah, right. What are we doing here?
Yeah. And then that for sure had an impact on the outcome of the game, which is annoying.
But Patrick Beverley just goes out and sweats, eh? That's what he does and fouls people. That's what this guy's out here for. Give you a hard time dribbling a little bit.
They look beatable. I was surprised.
I do think, I mean, Lou will get better. He had to step out, get some fucking wings, you know what I mean? So he missed some time. Montrez didn't fucking... He hasn't played basketball. And he just got there. This was his first game, right? Like, so he'll get better.
Yeah.
They'll get more in sync. So they will get better. But I don't know, man. Kawhi, and I hate Paul George with all my heart and soul. I really do hate him.
There is something about Paul George for some reason that he just seems like cursed when it comes to the playoffs. I have no idea why. You know?
Yeah, I mean, he played good yesterday.
Yeah. And it's not even that. Yeah. I mean, it's not even like, it's just like he's the guy that gets shot over. You know what I mean? Like all the buzzer beaters. Like there's something, just something there where it's
he's
like,
a loser. That's what it's considering him. You're a goddamn loser. Doc Rivers hates your fucking guts.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's it. That's what it is. The other series, Nuggets and Jazz, was extremely entertaining. Jamal Murray. Are you kidding me?
Canada.
Are you kidding me?
Buddy, what a year for that guy. This guy's got his dick sucked on Instagram in the off season there during the pandemic. And then he's back here in bright shoes, fucking sinking shots, baby.
And they win despite Donovan Mitchell's, 52?
57, buddy.
57 points.
Made history.
Good on him.
Did not get the W, but also Mike Conley left to go have a baby.
Right.
So he's coming back. You have to see the picture of it. It looks like Mike Conley gave birth to the baby, and he's crowded his wife's hospital bed. It's one of the funniest. His shirt's off. He's holding the baby. His wife is like, can I have some room in his fucking bed, dude? I just gave birth.
Oh, wow. Well, congrats to Mike Conley.
Shout out to Mike Conley.
I'm sure he listens to the podcast.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
We'll see you back in the bubble, buddy. Your team needs you.
Speaking of people leaving for babies, but now dude's injured, Gordon Hayward. Was apparently he was gonna have to go because his wife's pregnant, her girlfriend's pregnant as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was going either way, but now he's out 4 weeks.
All that paper mache foot and then got wet, I guess, and crumbled.
It's too bad, man. Don't like injuries, you know?
Speaking of injuries, dude, there's a lot of wet spots on these fucking courts,
man.
Yeah, man. That's scary as hell.
People are sliding everywhere.
Kawhi fucking went down.
Yeah.
And of course, Bleacher Report's like, look at Porzingis, shake Kawhi. Yeah, are you out of your mind? Luka went fucking down hard and hurt his ankle, man.
Dude, they got to figure that out for sure.
Yeah, that is... just those two names, that's the NBA's fucking money is in trouble right there. So look after that, guys.
Real quick, though, the Jonathan Isaac's injury, I know this was like, you know, a while.
Yeah.
Not good,
of course.
No one wants anyone to get injured ever. Doesn't matter what team they play for. You know, just as a human being, you don't want to see someone else get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But just... And it's not the karma thing. People are like, oh, snapping on Twitter, like, oh, you can't say this is karma, whatever. But just remove all that. It is insane. Like, the one dude.
I know.
That decided not to kneel.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
Talked about Jesus a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, got all these jersey sales for not kneeling. And then 2 days later has an ending. That's his knee.
Yeah.
That's fucking bananas.
It is insane, man.
Do you know what I mean? Like, remove whatever the cause is, whatever. It doesn't matter that he could be whatever he's protesting. The odds of that.
Crazy.
Insane.
I know.
Insane.
Fucking kneel, baby.
But
fucking kneel.
Whether it's the universe, you know, trying to balance things out or not.
I think it's Jesus himself being like, stop saying my name here. I don't condone this shit. No, bro.
You have not read my book.
Yeah, yeah.
At all.
Did not read it. I don't know what version you read, buddy, but it's...
Yeah, but I mean...
You're supposed to stand up for disenfranchised people, bro. Like, and by standing, we mean kneel. Fuck, but Jesus Christ.
just everything coming together. And again, it's not a karma thing. It's, or maybe it is, and it's not.
I'm just scared of like overtly super religious people like that. Like that freaks me out every time. It's just when it's clearly a human rights issue, please do not bring Jesus into that. Because if it's a human rights issue, people have face of different, like different face and different backgrounds, and you can't be like, my shit is right. Exactly. My guy's got you. I don't even believe in your dude. So what does that mean? I'm nothing.
You got nothing. Yeah.
And yeah, whatever. Hope his fucking knee feels better.
Thing six, many tricks.
We threw up the request for some questions on Twitter, and we got some good ones. First question, Aaron Hodges, our buddy Aaron.
Aaron.
Representing you, Lucky Dog Productions in New Jersey. Which Eastern team do you think is the toughest matchup for our heroes?
The scum of the earth, Aaron.
Those Boston Celtics are pretty intimidating.
Those young kids can play some ball, and that's the only people I think will give us a hard time. Are they going to beat us? Hell no. Will they give us a hard time? Absolutely.
I honestly think they're going to give us more of a challenge than anyone at West.
I agree, but that'll be a great matchup, man. That'll be
Boston?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'll second be, round, too.
That'll be Nick Nurse being like, yeah, that's fucking who's the premier white guy right now?
Exactly.
Me.
Nathan Drake, how concerned are you about Pascal's play since the restart?
I'm, like, slightly concerned, yes, of Pascal's shooting, but I'm not, like, I'm just concerned. I watch for it. But I'm, he'll figure it out, man.
I think so, too.
He'll figure it out. And he plays hard on D, man. So it's not like he's out there bricking shots and not doing fuck all, right? Like, he's still very important to our team even when his shot's not falling. So better figure it out, man.
He's a great athlete and can contribute to other places.
Yeah, and he didn't have a basketball net in quarantine, man. Like,
That's weird.
The shot, which is insane, but...
But also, yeah, I think he's like the reason he got so good so fast, if this makes sense, is that if you start basketball late, you don't, like, there's, when you grow up playing basketball, especially watching NBA basketball, there's like a way you were like, you play. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're playing, whereas if you just start.
I understand. You're
like Pascal did. You're just like, I just got to get the ball in the hoop. Like, that's all I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you're like, that's my focus is getting the ball in the hoop.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you're used to the NBA, you're like, oh no, I'm playing NBA basketball. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, well, 100%. Like, you, if it's just organized basketball, you're a certain way, especially if you're one position, your entire fucking,
yeah,
you learn how to play this one thing. Pascal was like, yo bro, I just like basketball. And it wasn't.
Yeah, before he was just like this super fast dude that was like spinning around and like, you know, getting the ball in the hoop.
And blocking shots, yeah.
Yeah, but now it's like, he's like, oh, I'm a basketball player, if that makes, I don't know.
There's easier things. There, you can leverage angles. You can be in the right position. There's those things that you would never know.
Right.
Until you play organized basketball, right? Like,
yeah.
When they run this play, you got to be standing here. You can't be over here.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? The screen's going to come here. You have to get over the screen, so
right.
If you hedge out here, right? All those things you learn playing basketball,
right?
So it's like, he's, you know, it's almost every game for Pascal, he grows, he learns something. There's something that he sees that he's never seen before, and
but I think it's also almost better to not know that stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's like getting,
well, he's not burdened by it.
Yeah, where before, when it's just like, just put this ball in the hoop.
Mm-hmm.
That's your job. And he's like, okay, I can run faster than everyone on this court.
Yep.
I'm like, I have a wingspan like, yep, bigger than most people. I can get this ball in the hoop, you know? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. That's all. That's what I'm thinking. He regressed a little bit.
Yeah. It's going to be there. It's going to be up and down for Pascal, because he's the guy now, and he was not the guy last year. And shit that people are going to be throwing at him, they were thrown at Kawhi last year, not at him.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're fine. He'll be fine. It's just a lot for this kid, man, and he doesn't complain. That's the best thing. He knows it. It's his role, and he's here for it. So,
agreed.
That was a long fucking answer for that, but
no, I think we nailed it. David F., why do people hope to get solid answers to serious basketball questions from a comedy podcast? It's a great question, David.
Hey, I will say this. we are one of the only podcasts that admit we don't know what the fuck we're saying. A lot of the people you guys listen to that claim to know what they're fucking talking about, they cannot. They do not know.
They don't know shit.
They have never played basketball. I've seen some of them play basketball, and they're terrible. So we're just not selling you snake oil here. That's all it is.
It's a great point.
You guys got eyes. We got eyes, and that's it.
I agree 100%. Exactly what you said.
Oh, so to answer your question, I don't know why people ask us for, but we do give some good answers sometimes.
You know what? I think it's just a nice, they're just trying to be polite to us. Be like, hey, these guys are trying to put a podcast together. Here's a question. And then, you know, we disappoint them with the answer. Sagasaurus Flex.
What up?
Is it too early to start the Boston slander? Hashtag fuck Boston.
No, it's never too early.
Listen, man. This is something where I'm like, what's the karma on this? Like, do I talk shit about Boston already?
I know.
And then they come and sweep the Raptors. They're not going to sweep the Raptors.
They will not.
Listen, but you know what I mean?
That's like, what I said. Five starting COVID tests. That's missed. That's the only way you're going to sweep us, buddy, every day.
You're okay with the Boston slander?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Fuck them. Screw enough. Them, man.
Okay.
Gordon Hayward is paper mache legs.
So no, Sagasaurus Flex, it is not too early.
No, get at it. More of it.
Bianca. Who else are they going to get to do intro videos? Drake for the finals, I guess. Fans, maybe Herbie. Interesting.
Herbie's great.
Yeah, Herbie should be really good.
Do it a couple times. Drake is not doing.
He will not do that.
Doing any of that.
See that happening.
I'm sure he won't even be on that. No, you know what? I could see him getting just all of OVO on one screen. Like virtual, ooh. Like the whole OVO all dudes. Like much how he did like the, Jurassic Park there.
Right.
When he watched the game in that. Stage, like I could see that happening, but Drake is not. Shit, he might intro players. I could see him doing it for the finals.
You think so?
Recording, yeah, I think so. I don't think he will, but I could see him doing that.
I think it's just hard to, because the family members is just such an awesome idea. It's like, how do you top that or not?
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I mean. That you're gonna have to go.
Drake is the only way.
Celebrity. We need a Ashley McIsaac with his fiddle.
That's a good question, though. I don't...
The anthem on top of the tower, the family introducing the players, like, that is a high bar.
It's a great way to start the playoffs, yeah. But you're right. There's nowhere... It's tough to follow that up.
Yeah, game two is nobody. They just go out there and fucking start playing.
Nan Demand. How amazing was OG's brother on the family video intro? Zero emotion. That's how exactly I pictured his family would act. Yeah, agreed.
What was that movie you referenced?
Much like the dinner scene with John Cleese and the Great Muppet Caper.
There you go. Muppet Capers. Same dinner. Same family. OG's a fucking Muppet.
Hey, there we go.
There we are.
It's all tying together.
Full circle.
It is all coming together. Blair Weston, West Coast here. Just wanted to give a shout out to COVID-19 and working at home for the 10:30 start times. I'm going to try and wait till the second quarter to crack a beer. Yeah, no, that's a great point.
Good on you for
it
waiting.
It is pretty amazing just even waking up today on an off day for the Raptors. And I was like, you know what? There's going to be basketball starting at 1 o'clock. I'm pretty much set for the day.
Yeah, it's the best time to have nothing to do, guys. The best time.
Stan the man. Assuming the Raptors make it, which finals narrative is more entertaining, Lakers or Clippers?
Clippers is more entertaining just because that's recent. Like, LeBronto is not really a thing anymore, and I don't give a shit. But it would be nice to kick that guy's ass too, just to shut everyone up. But I think I think Kawhi is the more juicy storyline.
Definitely, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah,
Mark in Van City. Did the Raptors Grizzlies game when both were wearing the OG jerseys not make you super emotional? Maybe it's just a West Coast thing, but seeing Vancouver on a Memphis team with two Canadian stars was heartbreaking. And amazing. Yeah, man, Vancouver needs to get a team again.
Yeah.
Obviously Seattle first, but Vancouver can for sure support a team. They just had... It wasn't fair. They had a shitty run at it. Like, their management was not good.
Yeah, and you didn't get a Vince Carter to save your fucking shit like exactly. We did. That's all it was.
Vancouver for sure needs another team. And, they do still have some of the best jerseys of all time.
Yeah, those are the two most greatest jerseys, man.
Those Grizzly throwbacks are nasty.
Fire, yeah. But I wasn't emotional, no. I was like too young. I didn't give a fuck that Vancouver. When I was a kid, when I got the Raptors, I didn't think I'd ever go to Vancouver. I'm like, where is that? The other side of the world? Gives a shit. Yeah. But I'm very much, you know, I think you're like that too. It's like Toronto, or you can fuck right off. I could care less about anything else, right?
Well, because I think a lot of it is, you know, we've both traveled the country, and a lot of people don't speak well of Toronto.
No one likes us, guys. It's not a city. No one fucking likes us.
But I, you know, growing up in Hamilton, I saw it too. Like, when we didn't like Toronto either.
I bet, yeah.
But then you move here, and you're like, oh, yeah, it is better than other.
By far the best city in the country.
Gavin Bush, thanks for the mention on the last podcast.
No problem, Gavin.
Decided against the Vince jersey. I loved both the purple and black and the purple Dino jerseys. I bring it up through the memories every time I'd wear it. So he's looking on eBay for other options. Oh, this is the guy that was thinking about possibly getting a Vince jersey, because we talked about the Vince jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, by the way, haven't worn it since.
No.
Wore it out that one day and...
It's all you needed.
Yeah, that's fine. I've closed that door now.
Left a sour taste in your back.
And it wasn't as comfy as my Lowry jersey. I mean, there's just a lot of reasons for me not to wear it, but... hey, kudos to anyone that's wearing a Vince jersey.
Get a Siakam jersey, baby. I 100% want either a Pops Men Subansu jersey.
Whoa.
Or a Jamario Moon jersey.
Whoa.
Those are my weird Raptor jerseys that I want.
Where in God's name are those coming from?
Oh, buddy, I don't know if you've ever been to Pacific Mall, but I can find I can find something.
Right.
I have to stitch the fucking name on my back, but I'll get one.
Okay, fair enough. And finally, All is the name. Congrats to Nick on the comedy album. Loved it. I'm going to have to be real. I haven't been able to get in the games yet.
Thank God. I thought he was going to be like, I have to be real. This was kind of shitty.
Yeah, to be honest, you know, Sean Cullen. I haven't been able to get in the games yet, not even for game one. Is it just me? Maybe it's because the Nets suck. I don't know. I don't know that virtual fan screen is ridiculous. I gotta be honest, I've been very much into the basketball lately.
I like the bubble. I think I might like it better. I know why. It's because it's fucking the middle of August, bro. That's why you're not into the games yet.
And midday games.
Yeah, and you probably got a job, you know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
It's hard to get away. It feels like it's the World Cup, you know what I mean? I'm all in for the bubble, man. I love it. I kind of like the no fans. I do wish we could, they didn't cut the sound out every time someone made a basket, because they don't want you to hear someone screaming at the top of the lungs the F word.
But there have been some good mic'd up moments.
God, man, I wish it was just free range, dude. Like,
yeah.
Put it on. Like, I would pay money if you, you know what I mean? I would pay like $3 a game, god damn it, to watch it uncensored.
That'd be great.
Just give me the audio.
That could be what the future is, to be honest. Like, because you could, even with, like, I remember baseball for a couple games, they mic'd up, like, the umpires and managers and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, this is amazing. Like, I would pay for this.
Oh, 100%. I mean, baseball, that's fucking so cool, right? Because you get so much more intricate things that you would never get than otherwise.
But yeah, the basketball, that is a good idea. I'd pay like a few dollars a game.
Imagine you could hear Dame Lillard clearly say, put some fucking respect on my name after that game.
Did you hear, I think it was Joe Harris when they were playing Brooklyn, and Lillard, I don't know, did some like crazy off balance three or something, and Joe Harris just like, what the fuck, man, or whatever. Like, and commentators were like, yes, what is that, Joe? That's a good play by Damian Lillard. Just like,
yeah, Melo had a great one, because Melo always screams, I fucking got it, right, with the rebounds. He's like, I think Melo's got it again.
Did you see Boston-Philadelphia game one when Al Horford scored and like did like this big grown man yell? Relax, Al.
Yeah, okay. You know, Kyle Lowry got a tech for that same thing. Why don't we keep it consistent?
That's a good point.
But one of the funniest ones was Gary Temple going out of one of the players that I never fucking heard of on the Nets. But he was like, as soon as he crosses, you got to be there. He's like, but I was here. He's like, no, I don't care if that's Michael Jordan over there. He's like, that's Damian Lillard. He's shooting it from the NBA logo, man. He's like, okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Like, those things are great, man. I wish.
I think that's the future the NBA's got to go after.
And just before we get out of here, because I get to watch American shit, and speaking of Michelob Ultra, best commercial going right now is it's the Michelob Ultra. It's just Jimmy Butler packing his clothes, singing. What's that? Who sings that song? You're making my dreams come true. You know what song?
No, I don't know.
Man, it's a very popular. You know the fucking song. Hoo 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 hoo.
Oh.
You're making my dreams.
Yeah.
It's Jimmy Butler singing that, packing his clothes for the bubble. And then he picks up cowboy boots. I'm like, this is the best. This is so good.
Michelob Ultra?
Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates. That's who it was.
Nice beer, Michelob Ultra, too.
Great beer. Yeah, great ad. I'm all in, Michelob Ultra. And also the State Farm ads are...
Is it still Chris Paul? What's going on with
that? Oh, it's Chris Paul, but it's Alfonso Rubiera. It's Carlton from Fresh Prince.
Whoa, okay.
He's pretending to be the new Chris Paul. It's the greatest shit of all time.
Oh, okay.
I'm the new Chris Paul! And he dives out the window. Big fan of those commercials, man. State Farm, shout out to them.
And real quick, just some breaking news before we get out of here. The Orlando Magic have taken out the Milwaukee Bucks in game one.
Frauds!
122 to 110.
It's good. I love that Giannis is going to lose this game, walk out by the pool, and see fucking Masai stretched out, floating.
Just sends him
no
over
worries in the world.
Cocktail. He's like, hey, I got you this.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you next year, buddy.
We'll leave it at that. Thanks to everybody who hit us up on Twitter. Let's go, Raptors. Want to know.
Let's go. How many more we got? 15?
15 to go.
Yeah. 15 games. Handle the business.
The Home Depot has holiday savings of up to 40% on select appliances, like a Whirlpool 4-door French door refrigerator for just $15.98. It's perfect for a busy kitchen full of helping hands. That's where its fingerprint-resistant stainless steel finish really shines. Order online and get free delivery. Holiday appliance shopping improved. Up to 40% off select appliances. Now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Continental U.S. only while supplies last. Valid through December 2nd. Free delivery on orders $396 or more.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.